Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you have your Bibles handy, if you don't, go get them handy. And they'll be turning to Matthew chapter 6. Now you'll have time to go get your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 6 while we're introducing this the material for the class today. So go ahead and do that. And while you're doing it, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this school, we're using as a school or as a guide to our sermon lessons, sort of like our lesson plan, and any teacher would know what a lesson plan was. We're using for our lesson plans the notes that E.A. Elam put together for the Sunday schools of his day. And these are Sunday school notes for the Sundays of October the 12th, 1924. And we are in the midst of a study of what Jesus taught us about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. And just to read the prayer, the model he gave us to teach us to pray, we have already discussed verse 9 where it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And now we're going to look at verse 10, Matthew 6 and verse 10, where Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth." Now, Jesus taught us to pray for the kingdom. Remember the context of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus and John the Baptist both have been preaching, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And the prayer of Jesus on this occasion, at this time, to this crowd on that mount was that they would pray, "Thy kingdom come." Now, should we be praying that today? Well, there's a sense in which we could pray, "Thy kingdom come," and that people would say, "Well, I would like the kingdom to come into the hearts of my friends and family who are outside of Christ." Or they might say, "I would like to see the kingdom come more fully into all the world as more and more people are baptized into Christ." And they could say such things as this, and they might explain that when I pray, "Thy kingdom come," that is what I am praying for. But that's not the way Jesus was using that expression. The kingdom had not yet come when Jesus was praying. It would come. It would come on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. But until then, he was teaching his disciples to pray that it might come. We learn some things from this. And one of the things we learn is that it is good for us to pray for God's church, to pray for God's kingdom, and include the church and the kingdom together in our prayers. And while we will not be praying, "Thy kingdom come," in anticipation of the kingdom coming sometime in the future, because it has already come, we might be able to pray in terms of thanksgiving that we thank God that His kingdom has come, and then continue that prayer saying, "And we would that it would flourish and grow throughout all this earth, and that more men and women would be added to it. Thy kingdom come." And then Jesus prayed, "Thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth." Well, those things are tied together. It had been God's will from time eternal that the kingdom of God would come to this earth, that thou would be separated out from among all the inhabitants of the world, a people peculiar unto him, not by their flesh, but by their faith, and they would be called out of the world, gathered together in his church, and volunteer themselves to be under the rule and reign of Christ as he sits in heaven, and therefore citizens of the kingdom of heaven. That was God's will in heaven, and Jesus is praying that that will would soon be accomplished here on earth. Thy will be done. You know, it's always good in our prayer to include in that prayer, if the Lord will, if it be thy will, and thy will be done. Jesus is a great example of this. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that the cup of suffering he was about to endure would pass. But just as he had taught his disciples to pray, thy will be done, so also Jesus prayed, not as I will, but thy will be done. And in this case, the will meant that Jesus would have to suffer that agony, drink that bitter cup, and be crucified on that cross. Nevertheless, Jesus prayed, thy will be done. What a model for us. And let's remember that when we pray, thy will be done. And then we read this in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. When we have thus prayed for the glory of God and the good of all men, we're permitted to pray for ourselves. Even then, we must pray as directed. We're not to ask for food for the entire future, to consume it on our pleasures, James 4, 1 through 3, but for our daily bread, day by day. And praying for bread, day by day, we can no more ignore the means which produce the bread and still be fed than we can ignore the means of salvation and still be saved. You know, God expects us to pray, but then he doesn't expect us to pray and then just sit on our hands. He wants us to work and pray, and to pray and work. And we pray for God's help as we do his will, that we might receive the blessings that are promised and that are attached thereto. And then we read this in Matthew 6 and verse 12. And forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Now this teaches the absolute necessity of forgiveness. When Luke records this, it says, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I do not advise anyone praying that prayer if they are holding a grudge against someone. You would be praying that God would hold a grudge against you then, wouldn't you? No. We need to learn to forgive others. And then forgiving others, we can pray with boldness to forgive others, as to forgive ourselves as we have forgiven others. This subject should be well studied. We're only allowed here to ask God to do for us by way of forgiveness that which we have done for others. And then verse 13, and bring us not into temptation. Now, God does not tempt his children to do wrong. We know that from James chapter 1, 12 through 13. This is a petition to God to save us from temptation by which we may be led into sin. The temptations which Satan presents to us all, because he prays, deliver us from the evil one. God delivers his children from the evil one by teaching how to resist various temptations and how to grow in grace and strength, and by not allowing Satan to tempt them beyond their ability to resist him. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, it says, God will make a way of escape. And we should pray that we'll have the strength and the courage and the faith to go in that way. And then following that prayer, we have this little commentary in verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. Well, it teaches us that if we refuse to forgive others, we have no promise that we will be forgiven. Full instruction as to how the wrongdoer may be brought to repentance and to the point of asking forgiveness is given in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. And here we read, if thy brother sin against thee, go show him his fault between thee and him alone. If he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he hear thee not, take with thee one or two more, that at the mouth of two witnesses or three, every word may be established. And if he refuse to hear them, tell it unto the church. And if he refuse to hear the church also, let him be unto thee as the Gentile and the publican. Verily I say unto you, what things soever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now with this comprehensive but brief prayer before us, we should learn several important lessons on the subject of prayer. We cannot be selfish in prayer, but we must first seek the glory of God, the extension of His kingdom, the conversion and salvation of the world, and then pray for our own needed temporal and spiritual blessings. And two, our desire must be for God's will to be done and not ours. And three, we're not heard for much speaking. Prayers are not heard according to their perfection of rhetoric and beauty or diction of the pleasant voice of the petitioner. The following lessons are from verses 16 through 18 on the true motive of fasting. And fasting is an outward form or show is also condemned in those verses. Let me read that to you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not of the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may be seen of men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou may not be seen of men to fast, but of thy Father who is in secret. And thy Father who seeth in secret shall recompense thee. And so in Matthew chapter 6, we have these three items: the giving of alms, the saying of prayers, and the fasting. In all three cases, none of these things are done to be seen of men. If they are done to be seen of men, and they are seen of men, and men praise us for our own self-righteousness and show of religion, then that's all the reward we're going to get out of that. Much better to do this thing with a sincerity, even in secret, between man and God, between yourselves and God. God seeth what is done in secret. He knows from the heart. And he that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And with this, our study on the Sermon on the Mount comes to a close.